the rest of the story. Larry Anspach describes himself as a child at heart. Partly that explains why a man with a degree in sociology would want to run an amusement park. It's an amusement park called Cedar Park. And many of the ideas that he has adopted for his 93-acre Chicago-area theme park were inspired by his own childhood memories. He dearly looked forward to Easter egg hunts. So there's a big one each year at Cedar Park. One of Larry's favorite celebrations was Halloween. So every October there are decoration contests and pumpkin hunts at his Cedar Park. And there was that special ice cream shop in Larry's neighborhood when he was a boy. The man had balloons with slips of paper inside on which were described scrumptious ice cream creations. Youngsters remembered the game fondly, so he has recreated that game for Cedar Park. There is wildlife in the park, deer and pheasant and peacocks. The children particularly love the deer, which Larry cares for personally whenever one needs medical attention or some antlers need trimming. Larry dons his safari hat, and he goes hunting with his tranquilizer gun. Youngsters are also fond of the park's mascot, a fine old horse named Elegant Sam. And since Larry has made Cedar Park as educational as it is recreational, local schools routinely conduct field trips there. Remember what I just said. Local schools routinely conduct field trips there, and such tours usually last an hour. Each child is given a guidebook and a tram ride. And among the favorite stops on the journey through the park is the House of Tropical Plants. There's a special patch for 10-kilometer races held by neighboring high schools. As part of the park's public relations, logo T-shirts and refreshments are furnished free. And over the past 6 years, $12,000 has been raised by these races for the Calumet Township Youth Service. But this is the rest of the story. Larry Anspach neither purchased nor established Cedar Park. He inherited it. It had been a family business for as long as Larry could remember, and yet it was he who made the distinctive innovations which dramatically separate Cedar Park from other places of its kind. Such an establishment can actually be intimidating to children, Larry insists, so he has some of the most pleasant recollections from his own childhood, incorporated them into the Cedar Park format, hoping that his imaginative kingdom will leave youngsters feeling happy and secure. And next Halloween, you're going to see 1,200 children flock to Cedar Park to hunt for pumpkins and draw faces on them with crayons. And next Christmas season, you'll see even more youngsters getting their pictures taken with Santa and feeding peanuts to his reindeer. And you've never seen anything like this. No, you haven't, because even though Cedar Park is in many ways like so many other amusement parks, in one way it's distinctly different. Larry Anspach believes that there is no reason that children should grow up being afraid of such a place, so he has made Cedar Park a happy place. His Cedar Park is Cedar Park Cemetery. And now you know the rest of the story.